Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 85.
There is a famous radio personality that has a talk radio program on secular radio every single day. And sometimes he begins his show, sometimes he ends his show with saying this, "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." But you got to quote the whole verse. The whole verse begins in verse 27, "Peace I leave with you." That's John 14, verse 27. "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you." Wow. What kind of peace does Jesus have? When they're going to put him on the cross? Wow. When the high priest and his soldiers, the priest's soldiers, were intimidating him and starting to punish him. When the Romans had the cat o' nine tails and they probably dangled it in his face. And it was ribbons, leather ribbons, with pieces of pottery and metal fixed in that cat of nine tails. And I said, "You know what this is." And I said, "This cat of nine tails is going to tear you apart." What was Jesus thinking at that time? I don't know. But I would say this. Maybe he was thinking cat of nine tails. He said, "Oh, good. By my stripes, you will be healed." Wow. What a thought. What a thought for every single thing that Jesus went through on the cross. He had you on his mind. Can you imagine that? Every single thing that you've been tormented with, the virus, financial setbacks, turmoil in your home, turmoil at your job, turmoil in your city, your state, and your nation. Everything he went through on the cross, he had you on his mind. Because he didn't have to get saved. He came from heaven. He brought salvation down to us so that we could be set free by the mighty power of God. And so he said, "Peace, my peace, I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you, but let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. In Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 6, the Bible says, "So that we may boldly say," sometimes, I'm bad at this too, I will admit it. Sometimes when we see the word boldly, that means we got to yell, "Boldly!" Well, it helps to emphasize. Believe me, it helps to emphasize with boldness and strength the word of God and what you have to say. And so, in that Hebrews 13 and 6, the word says, "So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall be able to do unto me." Wow. We live in mortal fear at the threatenings of man. We're threatened by the government. We're threatened by the military. We're threatened by things that will never happen. We're threatened on the job. We're threatened by our neighbors. There are threats inside the home. I mean, we are threatened all day long. And here in Hebrews 13, "So that we may boldly with strength and with the anointing of the Holy Ghost, so we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do unto me." And so we walk by faith and not by sight. Once in a while, we got to shut everything out. You just got to shut everything out and close your eyes, close your ears, and close your mouth. And hear the voice of God and see what he has to say. There's an old song that kind of resurrected in my heart and in my head, and I started to sing it, and I was driving home. It touched my heart. It was "Shut In With God in the secret place, there in His presence, beholding His face, gaining new power to run in the race. How I long to be shut in with God. Do you have a place where you can close your eyes to the nonsense of the world? I'm not saying you close your eyes to the suffering of the world. I said when you close your eyes to the suffering of the world and you stop your ears to the nonsense, the many voices that are not the voice of truth at all, but you are listening to God. And for a moment, for a period of time, you shut yourself into that closet where you can pray. Pour out your heart to God. And God pours His heart out to you. And you receive that strength, that anointing, that power, that ability to make it one more day. As a pastor, I've had a whole lot of weddings. I've dedicated a whole lot of babies to the Lord. But also I've had a whole lot of funerals. And usually it's the widow. Not the widower. It's the widow. They've been married a long time. Their husband's gone. And they say, what do I do now? How do I make it? And so you got to pray for faith. You got to look straight ahead. But you have to pray this. God, give me strength for the day. Help me get through this day. And then give me strength then for the next day. And then the next day. And I keep on walking. And I keep on moving. Keep on praying. Keep on believing. Keep on confessing. Keep knowing that God is in control over everything. Then all of a sudden you'll be a faith-filled person. Just not a faithful person, but a faith-filled person, full of faith, being to make every single obstacle in life. You will meet every single obstacle in life through the eyes and the glasses of faith. That's what we all need. That's what I need. That's what you need. That's when the greatest needs. That's when the least of these need. We need to see through the eyes of faith. Thank you for being with me today.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.